the hope of eternal blessing, right standing with God, and love forever is yours through faith in Christ. And no matter what may happen, and we've got trouble in this world, don't we? We do. But none of that can ever separate us from God's love.
Wonder Lake Bible Church.
Building mature followers of Jesus Christ.
Well, they just concluded by singing how they were thankful. And you know what? I am thankful, and we are thankful again for them. So let's give thanks to them for all their hard work. We'll do that together, though. And as I said before, too, we are very thankful that you have given us the privilege of ministering to your kids week in and week out. So we thank you again for that. I want to speak for just a few minutes here from a wonderful passage of Scripture in Romans chapter 8 that speaks about God's love. Before we do that, let's pray. Lord, we are indeed thankful. We are a thankful people, thankful for all of the blessing and the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Lord, we know that all of us have turned away from your law, your holy commandments. We've gone our own way, and we have done things, Lord, that have brought ruin and destruction upon ourselves, upon our communities, upon this world. And because you are a just God, Lord, we know that you will judge that sin, that wrongdoing. But because you are a merciful and a loving and gracious God, you sent a Savior, Lord, for us to shield us from the punishment that your very own righteousness demands, that you took the burden and the punishment for our sin upon yourself in Jesus, that you, Lord, were perfectly in Jesus, perfectly, he was perfectly obedient to your own law, and that you demonstrated supremely then your love for us in him who obeyed your law, who took our punishment upon himself. He died for our sins. He was buried and he rose again and he's coming again. And you give us the hope then, Lord, that through faith, trust, confidence in you, in Jesus and what he has done, we can be made right with you. We can be justified, made right with you, forgiven for our sins and given eternal life and blessing forever in your presence, Lord. Thank you. We thank you for that. Lord, I pray as we look at your word now that you would help our minds to understand what we're hearing, that we would respond in faith and give praise to you today for our hope in Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Well, folks, did you notice there was a theme, one word that seemed to come up more than anything else to what we're singing? I think it was love. We were talking about love and God's love for us and how God has shown his love supremely for us in Jesus Christ. And I want to share a favorite passage of mine from Scripture. Some of you are going to chuckle a little bit when I say it's a favorite passage of mine from Scripture, right? Because you know, just about every other one seems to be my favorite passage in Scripture here. But if you come to our Wednesday night Bible study, I think you know without a doubt, probably Romans 8 is without a doubt maybe my favorite chapter in all of Scripture, right? Well, this is a passage from there that talks to us about God's love for us in Christ. And I'm calling this no separation, that there is nothing, absolutely nothing that can ever separate us from the love of God for us in Christ Jesus. If our faith is in him, nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus. I want to start here in Romans 8. The first two verses are verses 31 and 32. And then I want to tell you, just unpack it a little bit for us about what this means, this hope that we have. Here, the Apostle Paul is speaking, and he's been talking about the wonderful hope we have in Christ, how before there was anything, before God created anything, he already knew and loved his people, all those who would turn to him in faith. All those whom he would call out from the darkness, he already knew them and loved them before there was anything. And God had already determined to give us hope forever and ever before there was anything. And so he's talking about how God then is going to complete this glorious eternal plan of bringing us to know him and love him in his presence forever and ever and ever. And these are wonderful things, wonderful things. And so then he says, what shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else?" What's he saying there is that there is eternal everything blessing in Christ. Eternal everything blessing in Christ. For those whose faith is in him, in Christ, is eternal everything blessing. Such wonderful things. Eternal hope in Christ, that God has loved his people from before the creation of the world. He has given forgiveness for sin and eternal life through faith in Jesus and eternal blessing in Christ. And he's coming again and he's going to make all things new. You know, the world as it is now, it's a pretty rough place, isn't it? But it's not going to continue this way forever. Because God is the judge and God is going to judge the world. And things are not going to remain this way forever and ever. But he is going to come and he is going to set all things right. He will be the judge of all. But there is blessing for all who will turn and believe in Christ. He will make all things new. And then he says, if God didn't even spare his own son, can you imagine what is the most precious thing you have? That if you were to give up, I think a lot of us here, maybe parents, you'd say, most precious thing you have is your child. Isn't that the most precious thing possible that you could give up?
Your wife.
Your wife? Okay. But your child. It said, and if God did not spare his own son, if God the Father did not spare his own son, God the Son, Jesus Christ, if he was willing to give even that, how can we think he's going to not follow through on everything else he said he's going to do and give for us? What is that eternal everything blessing? Well, imagine this, everything good you can possibly. Actually, the scripture says we can't even imagine it. How good it is. Everything good is ours through faith in him. If he gave his son, you think he's not going to come through on that other? No, of course he will. Eternal everything blessing is in Christ because of God's love. And how long are we going to know this and experience this? Forever, eternally. Eternally, there are some concepts that are just beyond the human mind to grasp. You know, one of them, one of my favorite illustrations, if you will, for eternity is this. I want you to go along with me for just a minute here. But the illustration has some faults, but try to stick with it here. Here's a good illustration of eternity. Just imagine, anybody ever been to like the ocean, to the Atlantic Ocean? Seen it, stood on the shore and seen it there? Or how about if you ever been to the Pacific Ocean, stood on the shoreline, looked out at the vastness of the oceans? Well, just imagine if you were standing on the coastline, on the East Coast, and you were looking out at the Atlantic Ocean and I handed you a bucket. You know, and you waded out into the Atlantic and you picked up a bucket full of that water and you walked all the way across the United States to the Pacific Ocean. And then when you got there, you dumped that bucket of water in there. Then you walked all the way back to the East Coast and you got another bucket of the Atlantic and walked all the way back to the Pacific and dumped it in there. And so on and so on and so on until finally one day you have managed to empty the Atlantic Ocean into the Pacific. Again, don't get too technical. I know they're connected and it's just going to flow right back in. But just follow the point here for a minute, okay? Just imagine how long that would take. We can't even comprehend, can we? Well, that's not eternity. Eternity is longer than, you see, eternity never ends. Forever and ever. And this is the blessing that is ours through Christ because of the love of God for us in Christ. Eternal everything blessing in Christ. But it goes on to say this, who dares accuse us? Whom God has chosen for his own. No one. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. So we have eternal everything blessing in Christ. We also have eternal right standing with God. And nothing can ever take that away from us. No one can ever accuse us because we're standing right before God because of Jesus. Not because of anything I've done or you've done. Because what Jesus did, perfectly obeying the law of God and then taking judgment for my sin on himself and ours on himself. You know, we all have an innate sense of justice. We look at things that happen in the world and we say, that's not right, that's not fair. We all have an innate sense of right and wrong. Sometimes we get a little confused about what is right and wrong, don't we? But we have within us that sense that there is a right and there is a wrong. Something people just know. Some things are right and some things are wrong. Where does that come from? That God has placed that within us. It's a reflection of His justice and His holiness, His righteousness. Well, we have an innate sense of justice. If you've ever doubted that, just watch some little kids. Or maybe you've done it too. Maybe you took something away from one of them and they'll say, or maybe one of the kids gets more cookies than the other one does. And the other one says, what? That's not fair, right? We have an innate sense of justice and fairness. That's not right. That's not fair. Where does that come from? Well, you say, I think God is rightness. And we are created in His image so that we have that sense of rightness too within us. And we know when things are right and when they're wrong. And the reality is that all of us, including yours truly right here, have done wrong, and we know it. And there must be a judgment on that. Because God is righteous and holy, He will judge. And so all of us are accountable to God for what we've done wrong. But you see, that's the bad news, is we will be accountable to God. But here's the good news is through Christ, He takes the punishment for us. And in its place of punishment, there's eternal everything blessing, eternal life and goodness. So we all deserve judgment for what we've done wrong, but God in Christ has taken that judgment upon Himself. He paid the penalty for our sin. And through faith in Christ, we can have right standing with God. Today, He might change His mind tomorrow. No, wait a minute. That's not what the text says. What does it say? Forever. Eternal. Eternal. Once for all time. In Christ. But then he also says, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day, we're being slaughtered like sheep. No. Despite all of these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, angels or demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. So we have eternal everything blessing in Christ. We have eternal right standing with God. And then too, we have eternal love in Christ Jesus. Eternal love in Christ Jesus. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? You know what? We can have the love of Christ and know the love of Christ. We had these kids all come forward and they said, you know, their name and the things that they did, and they said, I know Jesus. And I know Jesus loves me. Well, we can know that love. But being in this world doesn't mean that we are exempt from difficulty and trouble, though. So yes, well, can any of that, can trouble, calamity, persecution, hunger, poverty, danger, threat of death even, can any of that separate us from God's eternal love in Christ? And the answer is no. No, it can't. And in fact, says, despite all of these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Nothing can separate us, death or life, angels, demons, fears for today, worries about, anybody here have fears for today or worries about tomorrow? Not even that can separate us from his love. No power of hell, no power in the sky above, the earth below, nothing in all the creation. Nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ. I want to tell you a little story here. Some of you have heard this story before, but you know, my mom went home to be with the Lord. It's hard to believe now. It's been over 10 years now, isn't it something? How quickly that time goes by. But you know, she was having some health problems in her later years. She had a stroke, and she was not doing well. And it was apparent that the end was coming for her end in this life. But as she was in a hospital bed, and we were in the room, and my sister and my brother and I were there. She was in a deep sleep. But she came out of that for a time, and she was lucid, and she was able to communicate and talk. And that was a wonderful time of blessing, Judy, wasn't it, when we were able to talk to Mom again for a little bit? And then something amazing happened here. You know, our faith is in the Word of God and what God has said in His Word, how He has revealed Himself in Christ. But sometimes there are experiences that we may have that I think are God's blessings to, that God communicates us through an experience that, you see, we were there, we were gathered, and of course we were grieving over the separation that we knew that was coming. But as we were talking with Mom, suddenly it's like Mom saw something and heard something we didn't. It's like the veil between here and the presence of God was pulled aside for her. And she saw the Lord. She saw her Savior, Jesus. And she was saying to my brother and to my sister and to me, she kept saying, He wants you to know that He loves you. He loves you, David, my brother. He loves you, Judy. He loves you, Dan. His love is for you, and He wants you to know that. Well, a short time after that, we took Mom home. She went into hospice care. We took her home, and we went to my sister's home, and where my sister did a wonderful job of caring for Mom there. And Mom slept a lot in those final days, but sometimes she would come out of that, and we could talk a little bit. And there was one time, one of the last things then, when she was awake again for a little bit, you know what she did? She was singing. It was a song. You see, Mom's hope was in Jesus Christ. She believed in Him and put her trust in Him. And she was singing. And it went something like this. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. So every time I hear that song now, or hear kids sing, here's something, she learned that many, many years before as a little child herself. And yet here she was, as her time on this earth was drawing to a close, what was on the lips of her mouth? The love of God for her in Jesus Christ, and that nothing, not even death, the death that was imminent, it was only a temporary separation. And she knew that Jesus loved her, and nothing would ever separate her. See, and that's the hope, that's the gospel, that's the good news that we talk about here. It's what it's all about. So you might ask, so what? You know, so what? What does this scripture passage we just read have to do with me today? Are these just words from a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away? No. These were words that were spoken a long time ago, but it was a world right here, and it was a people just like us to whom they were spoken. See, these words about God's love for you are today. It's hope for today and forever. You see, this is the hope, that is that the hope of eternal blessing, right standing with God, and love forever is yours through faith in Christ. And no matter what may happen, and we've got trouble in this world, don't we? We do. But none of that can ever separate us from God's love. And you see, that's the good news, is the eternal love of God for us in Christ. That's a lot to be thankful. As our kids were saying, be thankful. But that's a lot to be thankful for today. That you can have that hope too. Through faith in Jesus, by acknowledging, coming before Him and saying, Lord, I'm a wrongdoer. And I know I deserve judgment for all I've done wrong, but I believe that You loved me so much You sent a Savior, Jesus, to deliver me from Your judgment. That He took a sin on me, He died for me, and He rose again. And Your Word tells me that if I will put my confidence and trust in Him, I'll be forgiven for that sin, and I'll have the hope of eternal life. And I can be thankful forever and ever and ever. That's our hope, and that is the good news. Let's pray. Lord, thank You for this tremendous good news of hope that we have in Jesus Christ. That through Him, Lord, is our eternal everything blessing. That we are right before You. You'll never judge us forever for our sin because Jesus absorbed the punishment for it for us. And that nothing can ever separate us from Your love. Nothing here and now. Nothing ever, ever can separate us from Your love and Your goodness. Thank You, Lord, for that hope. God, I pray then too, thank You for the visitors, guests we have here with us today. God, I pray that as we go forth from here into the meal, thank You, Lord, for that meal that we're going to celebrate together. Thank You for the hands that have prepared it. Thank You for the blessing of coming together as Your people to honor You and worship You, to lift up the name of Christ, and to give You the praise that You're justly due. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.